Boulder voters will consider a variety of measures on the November 5th election, including 2H, that asks voters to extend an existing sales and use tax to fund open space conservation and acquisition, and to create a conservation easement for Long's Gardens. Peter Mayer is the co-chair of the Yes on Open Space and Long's Gardens 2019 campaign. Peter Mayer, we're going to dig into this a little bit. I think people are familiar with the taxation when it comes to open space, but let's start with the latter part of this, which is Long's Gardens. For those who maybe aren't in Boulder or who are not familiar with this, take us through exactly what Long's Gardens is or what they are, and then why this is on the ballot.
Sure. Well, Long's Gardens is a 25-acre property, an urban farm that is located really in the heart of Boulder, and in North Boulder technically, but very much in central Boulder. It's been operated for over 100 years by the Long family, and it currently is still farmed. It also is the home of two very popular nonprofits. One is the Growing Gardens group, and the other is the Mountain Flower Goat Dairy. And so the measure, the open space extension measure, would dedicate the first year of funding to purchasing the conservation easement for Long's Gardens, which would assure that that property would never be developed,
so
remain a farm.
Well, let's talk about why you want that to happen. This is prime land right in Boulder. I know when it originally was created, it was pretty rural. But right now with the development in Boulder, this is a big space that is really very central in Boulder. And with the current challenges to the housing situation, I know many people are looking for pockets of land that could be developed into affordable housing. So why are you concerned that this particular area does not fall to that particular fate, but rather remains zoned or remains under this conservation easement and would be protected from development?
Well, I think the first thing to make clear is that this is a piece of private property, and the Long family is has been adamant essentially for as long as they've owned the property that they wanted it to remain a farm. And so they are the ones who are making this offer to the city. And then the group of concerned citizens have taken up this measure because we really value this urban agricultural property, and it's used by over 45,000 people a year. It's really a tremendous resource that will be of great benefit to the citizens of Boulder for years and years to come, to continue this as an urban farm.
Well, let's explain exactly what a conservation easement is. We often talk about it because it does come into play in various different locations, not just in Boulder, but really around the state. But I'm sure a lot of people don't exactly know what it means, because this is, as you said, a private farm. So what is the relationship then with the public entity, and why do voters get to weigh in on this?
Well, a conservation easement is a way of retiring certain rights associated with the property. And it's a mechanism that Boulder, the city of Boulder and Boulder County have used for years for conserving particularly agricultural land. And so it is the mechanism then where you essentially would place this easement that would, regardless of who owns the property, it would be established that these would be the only permitted uses for the property, that being agriculture and agricultural education is what they have established. So the mechanism is well known. The city council decided to combine this with the open space tax extension, I think just because the two issues, it was a fortuitous timing of the two initiatives.
But is there a cost to the taxpayers, though, to create these type of conservation easements?
Well, of course, it will cost money. I mean, the first year of revenues from the tax extension, which of 2H, will generate about $5.3 million is the estimate. And that's how much would be put by the city into that, from the first year to the conservation easement.
Well, let's talk about this idea of having urban agriculture, because many people might say, hey, Boulder County has actually got a lot of agricultural land. There are a lot of farms. They don't necessarily have to be right in the heart of Boulder. So talk us through that and why urban agriculture is something that you think should be preserved.
Well, Access is the critical reason to have urban agriculture. I mean, this is a farm that also has a bike path that cuts right through it, which would also be preserved as part of the conservation easement. It's so easy to get to. It makes it just the perfect place for doing this and for involving people who live in the city in agriculture. And in fact, half of the property is dedicated to community garden plots and also to the Growing Gardens organization, which has a youth project, the Cultiva Project, and a number of other programs which really teach people about agriculture and farming, growing food, and the importance of that.
Let's talk about the other part of this ballot question, which is an extension of a current sales and use tax for open space. Where does this tax money go? Because this is something that it seems voters get asked a lot to approve and have a history of approving. What happens to that tax money? What's the relationship with open space?
So the tax money goes to the City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Program. And that would be for 20 years. This will extend a 0.15 cent per $100 tax. This is the traditional way that Boulder has funded open space since the late 1960s. And what it would be used for is for all the things that open space does. Essentially, their budget is set to be cut by 30%. This doesn't even restore that full 30%. This only gets us back about half of that. That was about to be cut from the budget.
And does any of that money go to acquiring new land?
Oh, yes. Some of it will go to acquiring new land, but a lot of it will go to maintaining the land that we have. And that really is the big project for the long term. But we can't forget that there still remain important parcels throughout the city that open space would like to acquire.
Can you give us a sense of which parcels?
I'm not allowed to do that. I don't have a list with me either.
That's okay. Well, to be decided, I suppose it will be discussed. But just in terms of that idea of having open space, it really is so central, I think, to Boulder's identity. It's what makes it one of the reasons it makes it a beautiful place to be here. But now there's more attention being placed on, well, is this now making it more expensive to live here if we have this incredible wealth of open space? And that's a conversation that we're seeing more of when we talk about open space. Before, it used to be always incredibly positive in terms of we need this area, we don't want that development. But when we are in a city that is seeing such incredible expense when it comes to housing, that has to be part of any conversation when we talk about open space. So is that something that the proponents of open space are really considering now?
Well, there's another ballot initiative that's actually the Middle Income Housing Bond Initiative, which hopes to address some of that issue. I mean, they're not related in any way directly, but I think that initiative addresses some of the issues that you bring up, which I think is fair. But I also think it's important to recognize, you know, Boulder is an extremely unique place, and the value of our open space extends beyond our community to really the region, and we essentially have what amounts to one of the more popular national, it's not a national park, but equivalent to a national park in the country. Over 6 million visitors per year. Unique visits per year, to be clear, which is more than Rocky Mountain National Park, and I believe more than Yellowstone at this point. So we are operating, the city is operating at the open space for the benefit of a tremendous group population. Now, we do need to figure out ways to I think, get revenue from users outside of the city. And I think the city has really started to look at that through parking and a variety of other measures.
So ways to maybe monetize those.
Monetize the outside users, exactly. And that clearly needs to be done. But that doesn't, I think, sort of let us off, the citizens of Boulder off the hook. When we took on this project 120 years ago when we first began preserving open space. And now we have a situation where it's extremely popular. We need to make sure that it's well maintained and that it stays as great as people expect it to be.
Well, outside of the existing tax, so people aren't being asked to vote on a new tax. This is just an extension of an existing sales and use tax to fund open space as well as this conservation easement for Long's Gardens. What are the other funding mechanisms for open space, or is this it?
Right now, I believe the only funding mechanisms for open space are through the sales tax components.
And is it the only one right now?
I'm not an expert. I believe there is another one which will expire in a few years. There's a series of measures that have come and gone. I know that this measure only will restore about half of what is going to be cut from the budget.
And those cuts from the budget are just because of cuts are being made across the board and various different budgets? Is that
well, there is a decision that was made by city council a number of years ago to essentially reduce the budget for open space. Their conclusion was the acquisitions were done and that there was going to be then less need for additional funding for open space. Instead, what's happened is we see that the acquisition did not go away and people continued to identify parcels that they wanted to be part of open space, like Long's Gardens. And then we also saw essentially a doubling almost of the users of open space and so a tremendous need for additional maintenance. So that's another reason that people were eager to see this initiative put on the ballot at this time, because we understand that the funding cut that occurred and was, in retrospect, perhaps not the correct decision given what's occurred with open space.
And if this tax isn't extended, I mean, what happens then? What is the knock-on effect for open space? Because many people say, well, we've got lots of open space, so it's there, we don't need to buy more. But what would the effect be if this funding was not there?
Well, if this measure were not passed, then we would see essentially a 30% reduction in open space funding going forward, and reduced ability to acquire and preserve new property and to maintain the property we already have.
Does this go to any personnel funding?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big part of the maintenance component is staff for open space.
What do you see are the biggest challenges right now facing open space? I mean, if we put funding aside, are there other challenges right now?
Well, I think the number of users and the popularity of open space is the biggest challenge. And there are also a variety of different types of users interested in open space, including mountain bikers and rock climbers. And there's an important balance. Then Boulder has struggled with that balance between preservation and use of the lands really since the beginning. And, you know, we'll continue to have that discussion as we move forward. But that doesn't, I think, change the fact that we should continue to do our best to maintain the program and also to extend it, because we really have something that is truly unique in the world.
Do you see other funding mechanisms out there as an option if these sales tax extensions don't end up getting approved? I mean, you mentioned trying to monetize somehow the outside of Boulder visitors who come, because it's a huge number of folks who are coming from outside the community, because you could argue that, well, people in Boulder are already paying for this, but the folks from outside the community aren't because they're not paying as much sales tax. Are there other ways to raise needed revenue to preserve open space and to acquire potentially new pockets of land?
I think so. The first thing to realize, though, is people from out of town do spend money in the city, and they do pay through the sales tax. So there is a contribution there. But there could be other mechanisms. The city has started to the parking program around Chautauqua is one example. I don't know if there might be other ways of, you know, assessing some fee for people who stay in hotels. I don't know that we want to have a ranger checking people's permits. And certainly, given the number of access points to open space, that's certainly not practical. However, it might be practical at Chautauqua or, you know, maybe another spot or two. I don't really know the answer to this one, but I do think that's something the city should and will need to explore in the future as the popularity of these lands continues to increase.
And just getting back to the future of Long's Gardens, if voters don't approve this, then are there other avenues to make sure that Long's Gardens and this urban pocket of agricultural land is preserved, or is this it?
Oh, no, I don't. Certainly not yet. First of all, I fully expect this measure to pass. I mean, open space has been tremendously popular among Boulder voters for years and years. And I feel quite confident that voters feel that this is really of value to them. Now, if for some reason it were not to pass, I believe there's a strong commitment, certainly on the behalf of the Long family, to see that land preserved for agriculture one way or the other. And so then we would just have to see what other options were available.
Well, in the meantime, voters in Boulder do get to weigh in on this. One of the ballot measures on the 2019 municipal ballot is the sales and use tax extension for open space and Long's Gardens. It's just one of the variety of measures on the ballot. Peter Mayer, is there anything else that you think people need to know about this or to really understand either about how open space is funded or the conservation easement?
Well, I think everybody should take a look at the new City of Boulder Open Space Master Plan, which was just passed by the City Council. There is the executive summary is online. And that really outlines the decline in funding that open space would experience. And also, it lets people know pretty clearly how the funds would be spent in the future, because it outlines the sets of goals that the program has.
And that's on the city's website.
That's on the city's website.
And for more information about your particular campaign, do you have a website?
Yes. So the Open Space Yes 2019 campaign does have a website, and it is www.openspaceyes.com. And you'll be seeing Hootie the Owl signs around town supporting the open space initiative. So we hope people will vote yes on 2H this fall.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maeve.
Peter Mayer, the co-chair of the Yes on Open Space and Long's Gardens 2019 campaign. 2H is on the Boulder ballot this November. It asks voters in the city to extend an existing sales and use tax to fund open space conservation and acquisition, and to create a conservation easement for Long's Gardens. There are two other ballot measures in the Boulder municipal election this year. Measure 2G, that's a tax on certain vaping products, and Measure 2I, which would fund a middle income down payment assistance program. We'll bring you coverage of those measures on the coming weeks here on KGNU.